Hey, welcome back to She Speaks Live. So you may have already heard, if you follow me on socials, that I'm launching something super special. So if you're listening to this episode the day it releases, tomorrow you'll find out the big reveal. So stay tuned. Super excited. Okay, today I have with me author Hope Reagan Harris. She published a book called Purpose Doesn't Pause, Finding Freedom from What's Holding You Back. This conversation is so good, and I love how Hope brings us awareness and encouragement to how our purpose never stops, and there's freedom in overcoming the obstacles that can hold us back. In addition to talking about our purpose, Hope got a dream from the Lord to give out her book for free. Yes, for free. It's called The Purpose Doesn't Pause Movement, and she's linked arms with other nonprofits to get this book in the hands of all women to know that their purpose never fades. And if you'd like to help, please pray for this movement to have supernatural increase. And if you'd like to donate, it's tax deductible. And even better, you'll be building God's kingdom all for His glory. So in this conversation, Hope talks about the time she felt like her purpose was on pause and she felt stuck and confused while working a corporate job. She shares how God's plan is better than we could ever imagine, but we need to walk in faith and trust in Him and His ways, not ours. This is so good, you guys. So let's jump into this conversation that I have with Hope. Hey ho, welcome to She Speaks Life. I am so excited you are here with us to share on this important message of purpose. You had written a book called Purpose Doesn't Pause, Finding Freedom from What's Holding You Back. And so before we get into that further and what you have to share about that, I would love for you to give us your favorite scripture verse and why.
Perfect. So it's a random one. It's Habakkuk 1:5. And most people are like, what, when I share this? But listen to what it is. So it's, look at the nations and watch and be utterly amazed, for I'm going to do something in your days that you wouldn't believe even if you were told. And I think the context of this verse is so, so good. Habakkuk was basically questioning God. He's like, God, why aren't you showing up? Like, what are you doing? And so the Lord responded to his questioning, and I'm guessing his confusion with that verse. And what God was referencing was Jesus coming, because this is an Old Testament story. But y'all, I have seen and tasted the goodness of this in my own life. And I have noticed that, you know, God does more than I could ever imagine or believe. And he wants to do the same for you. So in those hard moments, I always try to remember, like, I may not get this right now, but he's going to do abundantly more. And he's going to do things in my life that I wouldn't believe, you know, if I was told.
Yeah, that's powerful. And that's just living by faith. And we need those scripture verses to get us through the even if, right? When we can't see God, when we can't, where are you, Lord? You know, knowing right. that he's still working, even though we can't see it at times. And we know we've all gone through seasons of that. And so I love your message so much. I've been following you on socials, and you are so humble and adorable, and you can just feel, like, it's tangible, your passion behind this message that you wrote. And it really shows the anointing that God has put on your life to get this message out, to help these girls from feeling stuck to finding their true purpose. And no matter what the circumstances are, that we are to stay focused on Jesus and his word and know that our purpose never stops. So I would love for us to just dive into the definition of purpose, because sometimes it can get so confusing. We just throw these words out, a purpose, calling, destiny, assignment. Mm-hmm. I mean, it just, you hear it all. So I would love for you to share your definition of purpose.
Oh my goodness. So this has taken years and years of refinement.
Right.
When I started writing this book, you know, God was doing something really wild in me. I had been climbing the corporate ladder. I had gotten really good at it. I had the American dream and I was so empty. And, you know, I think purpose is who you are. It's not what you do. And I think the world, we live in a world, especially here in this American culture, where it's like, grind it out. Don't rest, you'll fall behind. And I feel like God has really come alongside me and said, Hope, your message to the world is that it is who they are. And it that doesn't ever stop, even eternally. You know, you have a spirit inside of you that has eternal life, or God wants you to have eternal life. And that doesn't stop. What you do does stop when you rest, and God created you for rest. But when you focus on who you are, that is unchanging, because guess who defines who you are? That's God. And he is unchanging. He's the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And so I think when you shift your perspective and think, oh my gosh, I'm stepping into my purpose because I have breath in my lungs, that's where things change, rather than, oh my gosh, am I living purposely? Am I doing what God called me to do? Like, he gave you breath. So yes, and you've got to show up and quit focusing on what you're doing, but who you are, and just carrying that into whatever room and whatever seat he's placed you in.
Oh, totally. And I think that's key. You just nailed it. When we confuse with our doing as our purpose, I mean, that's where the confusion lies. You know, we're like crossing out the word doing and putting in purpose. And that's not what it should be. Like you said, it's who we are, not what we do. And so let's have you share your story when you felt like your purpose was on pause. And, you know, we all know when people write books and they have messages, there was a time where they were in the valley, in the wilderness, and this is what they were taught by God.
100%. So Jamie, I truly feel like, you know, when you've got a message that's, you know, really God's wanting out there and is timely, you're going to be under a lot of spiritual attack. So when I started writing this book, what I'm saying about the purpose thing, my career was honestly what was attacked most. And I know for some it's relationship. It's wherever you find purpose in what you're doing that I feel like, you know, the enemy will start attacking there, because he knows that's where you're showing up. That's what's giving you momentum. That's what's exciting. And so I had been climbing the corporate ladder. I was working at a large retailer, and, you know, I'd had a lot of promises with my career, like, Hope, you're going to be an executive, you're going to make millions. All these things have been promised to me. And all of a sudden, there was an organizational change. So a restructure, I suddenly had a new leader, and this leader suddenly is like, why were you hired for this role? Like, because I was really young compared to most people at my level. He's like, I don't understand how to use you. You're in this department. It literally makes no sense. Your skill set is not for this role. I don't even know what to do with you. And for the first time in my career, there was so much doubt spoken over me. And so I started questioning my purpose and thinking, oh my gosh, like, is this it? Like, within a matter of seconds, this person has suddenly defined that, you know, how I'm stepping into my purpose. And so one day, I'll never forget, God can use, you know, the unconventional to do unconventional things. So I hopped on my Peloton and I remember just sitting there staring at the instructor, and my husband literally walked in the room, and gosh, I love my husband. He is very just matter of fact. I mean, the other day he's like, Hope, you're being insecure. Stop. You know, he's just, I need him. And so he walks into the room and he's like, Hope, you have got to move your legs. And I'm cracked up. He cracked up. And then he left the room, and I'm sitting there, Jamie, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is how I'm living my life. Like, I am literally Epiphany. A bystander. Like, I'm just living on pause. Like, I'm not showing up. I'm letting everything pass by me, and I'm waiting for how I want life to look for me to live. And that's not, like, there's more to life than this. And so I ended up getting the book deal shortly after. I accepted a new role within the company that was supposed to be extremely promising. You know, I wasn't going to be stuck anymore. I had found out the same week that I was pregnant. I'm like, oh my gosh, motherhood, career, like, my purpose is here. And I'm writing this book, and literally I cannot even make up the spiritual warfare that I went through. long story short, my career, I was more stuck than I was before in the last role. And fast forward, I'm on maternity leave, 6 weeks postpartum. I was diagnosed with postpartum depression, and I find out that I didn't get this promotion that role had promised. And I had no way, holding my baby girl, Remy Claire, no way to fight for the career that I'd given everything to. And, I mean, this is recent. This is like May of this year, and had just finished, you know, the book. So I'm writing this whole book feeling even more confused and stuck. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I just wrote that my purpose hasn't paused, but my purpose feels like it's paused. And so, Jamie, I cried out to God. I'm like, man, you know, I don't understand. I've been at this company 5 years. I've given my whole 6 year post-grad to the corporate world. Like, this was supposed to be it. What are you doing? And so a few weeks passed, I called my husband, Will, again. And I'm like, hey, babe, I'm going to quit when my 2 week maternity leave is like up. And I had 2 weeks, like when my 2 week mark to give my, you know, notice. And I was like, I don't know what God's calling me to, but I know it's not back there. Like, door after door has closed. I've gone through 3 years of feeling stuck and confused. I've tried to make it my mission field, but I think my mission field is elsewhere. Like, the time is now. And he's like, I trust you. You've always landed on your feet. I don't know what this is going to be. We may be refinancing our house. Who knows? And so I called out to God. I'm like, God, you gave me this desire to work. You've also made me a mom. Like, show up. Like, you put me where I am, just like you sent Samuel to find David. And David was out tending the sheep, right? When he was called and anointed to be the king of Israel. Like, me being in Bentonville, Arkansas, like, you know where to find me. You placed me here. You've given me all these things. Help me. Right. No joke. Check my email, Jamie. A guy that I connected with 3 years prior from my dream company, which is YouVersion the Bible app, reached out and is coming to Rogers, Arkansas, which is right next to Bentonville, and wants to meet at my favorite coffee shop. Wow. And I'm like, oh, I mean, it gives me chills telling you this. I'm like, oh my gosh, God, are you calling me to leave, you know, a significant salary? Because obviously, you know, ministry like doesn't pay, you know, like corporate does. And I didn't know what was next. And just conversation after conversation, like hurdle, they were like, you know, we were talking about remote, like, because they're based out of Oklahoma City. What does that look like? Hurdle after hurdle, God paved the way. So that is when I felt like my purpose was on pause. And now, Jamie, be on the other side, taking a significant pay cut, stepping into this ministry role. Yeah. It is literally everything I did at this large corporation in a single role, where the finance experience, where the guy was questioning me, I need that to do this role. The product experience where I was rolling out things globally for this company in India and China and traveling, I need that for this role. Leading the teams that created purchase orders at this last company. Like, I needed all that knowledge to step into this role. And oh my gosh, I'm so passionate because I don't want anyone else to go through those 3 years of living in the chains that Jesus died for. And so that is why I'm here today and why I'm literally doing crazy stuff to try to get a hold of other women and be like, there's more to life than this. And I know you're asking it because I ask it, and there is. The answer is yes. You know it. Let's step into it.
Yeah. You know, and we learn through testimony. Like, we aren't going to know what God has done in your life if you don't share it, right? So you need to share it. And a couple of things. I love how you are specific with the Lord in your prayer. God, show me.
Like,
reveal yourself to me, right? And I love how God, like, lately he's been so laying it on my heart. Be specific with your prayers. You know, encourage other women to be specific with your prayers. You ask not, you don't get it, right? You have to ask and be specific, because God wants to show up. He's not just hiding in the corner waiting, you know, to reveal himself. He wants to show up, and he wants to be glorified through it. So when we're specific in that area, it's like an aha moment of going, oh yes, God, that is totally you. That wasn't just coincidence.
Yeah, there's no way. That's anyone
guy,
but you.
Yeah, emailed you. And, you know, so it shows you that you have God working on your behalf. He hears you. And I love the preparations. Like, this is just a testament to God doesn't waste anything.
No.
He uses it all. And all of the preparations, the training that you just listed off, like, in the midst of doing that, you had no idea it was going to be used later on in life in another job, in another company, and, you know? And
the Bible app.
Oh, yeah, totally. A Bible app. And I just love how we need to hear these stories. I mean, this is why I do what I do, because this encourages us. It increases our faith to know, like, if you are doing something today, just know that that is training ground for your tomorrow. So I love your whole story. It's so great. And so many people can feel like they're stuck, like how you were. And mentioning that postpartum depression, you know, yeah. I had it after my third one. I think the combination of just feeling completely overwhelmed, everything, yeah. you know, was new. I had 3 kids under the age of 5. I felt completely outnumbered. Yeah, your lack of sleep. Yeah. You know,
that's what got me, the lack of sleep.
Oh my gosh. I think that's like the main cause, and your hormones fluctuating and trying to adjust itself. I mean, it's just one big combination. And that was the time where, and I'm sure you can testify to this, where you felt the Lord even more during those times, because I mean, 100%. I was crying out to him. I mean, I was just, you know, Lord, help me. And he showed up. So, okay, let's talk about people feeling, girls feeling stuck, you know, because they're getting caught up with what they see. I mean, I think that's so hard because, you know, we see with our natural eyes, our circumstances, like the rejection, you know, I thought life was going to go this way. You get disappointed. So we can often feel what you describe, forgotten, vulnerable, unfairly treated. Do we miss out on these opportunities when we are allowing those emotions to reside in us?
So I think that the Lord made us to have emotions, and it's normal to feel them. But I think when you find yourself here, like I found myself here many times, I mean, I was not treated fairly at my last company, and that's hard. I mean, it's hard. And I think when you find yourself here, you have to really manage your expectations. And I talk a little bit about this in the book, but there's actually research that shows if you have one expectation, and it can be something as simple as a traffic light turning green and it turning red on you. I mean, you have this dopamine hit that when your expectation is met, like it makes you happy and you keep going. But if it doesn't, even something as simple as a traffic light turning red on you and you get frustrated, you experience the reverse. And so I think when you find yourself here, you just really have to manage your expectations. And one thing, so obviously I've come into YouVersion with the baggage and some of the old habits that I had in my last career. You know, I'd gotten good at playing the corporate game. Basically, I like to laugh and be like, it was like running for mayor, you know? And I come into this role, and my boss, I've actually switched bosses since, but you know, everything's changed no matter if you're corporate, ministry, whatever. But he has said to me over and over again, and he's a mentor now, he said, Hope, you need to hold everything loosely. Like, don't hold on so tight. Yeah. And I think, Jamie, it's like what you're saying here. When you're treated unfairly and you expect it to be treated another way, or when the dreams that you have for yourself, like maybe you're walking through infertility, like you expected to have a family of 5 by now and you're still can't get pregnant, or maybe you thought you'd be married and like you're just going through dude after dude and none of them are adding up. It's like, just manage the expectation of like, Lord, I'm holding this loosely. You know my desire. In fact, you put this desire in my heart. Like, just like you're saying, show up, show me. I'm handing this to you. Obviously, it's still in my heart. I'm holding it, but I'm going to hold it with open hands and loosely. And you do what only you can do with this desire. And I think when you do that, one, the prayer can transform you. And two, when he transforms your heart, I think your circumstances may not change, but your perspective shifts. And that's powerful.
Yes, that's so good. And, you know, I noticed too, like if I have expectations with others, like people, because I treat people the way I'd like to be treated, but not everybody like performs that way. And so I've been, you know, given that advice too, when it comes to people, just hold on to it loosely, you know, not everybody backs up what they say they're going to do and do it. So let's talk about the pressure that we put on ourselves to figure out who we are in life. Why do you think there's just so much of that going on today?
I think there's really two things. And my mom actually said this to me one day when I was post-grad. I was having a really hard time. And she was like, Hope, be gentle with yourself. We're literally in a world where from the moment you're born, it's like, okay, you do kindergarten, first grade, second grade. You know, like there is a path. And when you graduate college, it's the first time that you're like, whoa, do I get married? Do I go to grad school? Do I start this job? And all of a sudden, it's like you have to figure everything out. And then the second component is social media. You look online, no one's posting the moments where they're crying on their bathroom floor or calling their parents or having a panic attack. Like those aren't captured. And so you look and you're like, man, everyone else is figuring this out. Or, oh my gosh, God's doing it for them. Why is he not doing it for me? And I think that's where the pressure comes in. Mm-hmm. But I'm trying to remind myself, like, well, first of all, nothing in my life has ever gone exactly how I planned. Like, God has always done something even better, even with the moments, like you were saying, like a setback, mm-hmm. He is always using to set us up. Right. And I think you have to remember, like, you can take the pressure off because He literally says that His burden or His yoke is light and easy, and to give your burdens to Him. And so I have found when it feels really heavy and there feels like a lot of pressure, I might be striving and I'm not stewarding. Like I'm focused too far on the outcome that I'm wanting rather than stewarding exactly what God has given me today, because it does say that God will give us everything we need. And if you don't have something today, you may need it tomorrow. You don't need it today. And I feel like that is what I've, you know, really learned even with this book. It's like, man, I'm so passionate about it. And I really believe that it's going to explode, not for my glory, but for His. And it hasn't fully yet. I'm starting to see some momentum, but I have to remember today, the time is now, and I'm going to steward and show up, but God is going to do what only He can do. And all I can do is what I can do and trust Him with the rest. And I think there's something, like there's some pressure that comes off where it's not all on you to figure out. And it's not all like, yes, God made Jesus a carpenter, and I know He like really values hard work, and we are called to work hard in whatever we're doing, but not to the point that we're burnt out, not to the point that the pressure's so heavy that we're, you know, an anxious wreck and paralyzed. Like that is not what He intended. And so, I hope that helps.
Oh, totally. I mean, you're spot on. And I feel like if I'm overwhelmed, I'm putting too much on myself.
100%.
Forgetting about God. Like, I'm just like, oh, I have to do this. How am I going to do this? And it's like, oh, yeah. Like, it's not all on me. I have a God that I serve that can, you know, make a highway through the Red Sea. I mean, He moves mountains, you know? Like, I can rely on the Lord to give me what I need. And I take that equation out when I, and that's evidence that I'm putting too much on myself. So
100%
totally can relate to that. Okay. Let's talk about how believing about ourselves affects our daily actions and habits. I think this is so crucial. I'm all about, you know, obviously She Speaks Life, the power of our words, how it permeates the atmosphere. I mean, it really shifts and it manifests what you're believing in faith. So how does that all correlate? What are you sharing your book with that?
So I truly believe, and I talked about this in my book, I was going for this promotion that I didn't get, right? And when I was talking to a mentor who was my executive sponsor at this company, I was asking her, how should I go into this interview? You know, it's a promotion. It was a really big step within the company. And she said something that I think parlays into our everyday life and especially our faith journey. And she said, Hope, you need to go into that interview. And before you go into the interview, I want you to write down who you are. Like, what are you, if interviewers take one thing away, who are you? And then I want you to answer every question with that lens, like not what you think they want you to say, not what you think they want you to say you've done, but who you are. And so I wrote about this in my book. And I think when you, something changes when you know who you are. And so I'm going to tell you who you are if you don't know. You are God's child. He chose you. He appointed you. He has set you apart and He has a purpose and a plan for your life. That's who you are at the end of the day. And so when you walk into whatever seat, I don't care if you're a barista at Starbucks, you walk in as the child of God and you answer every question, every interaction with that lens, something's going to change. You're going to see God, suddenly his handprints, his fingerprints on everything. And the same if you're in the corporate world. God, I don't know why you put me here, but I know I'm your child. I know you've set me apart. I'm going to respond differently when these people are treating me unfairly, or when this person's talking behind my back, or when this person misconstrues or misunderstands the decision that I made. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, I'm a mom. I am going to come in as a child of God. And my greatest mission is to make my child realize that she is a child of God. Yes. And that's how, yeah, you know, I'm just as much his child as she is. So mm-hmm. like when you start coming in with this lens and, mm-hmm. and not treating it like an interview, but just your focus, you're so focused on that, yeah, that you don't care if you answered like everyone around you wants you to answer, or you don't care if you did what everyone around you thinks you need to do. Like, I don't care if people think you're delusional or crazy. Like, that's, at the end of the day, they're gonna be like, she was so crazy about her faith that she believed God would do that. Like, is that really the worst thing, you know? Perfect. And so I think that's what you have to do. You've, yeah, got to change. Like, I'm not, you know, I joke with people. I was living my life like I was going to go into heaven and they were going to announce me by my title at my corporate office. And now I'm living my life like I'm going to go in and he's going to say, good and faithful servant. Like, you are my child. I chose you, Hope. Mm-hmm. And he wants to do the same for you. Like, it is mm-hmm. who you are. And when you live like that, you suddenly view the seat where you are totally different.
I love it, because you're basically affirming your identity.
100%.
Christ, yeah. Who you are in Christ, and reminding yourself of your identity. And wow, like, that's where the confidence comes from. That's where true confidence comes from, is our identity in Christ. That's so great. Okay, I want to dive into the God dream that had, because we need to let our friend here know and share this fantastic news.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, Jamie. I can't even believe it. So
y'all are doing this movement.
Yes. The Purpose Doesn't Pause movement. Let me tell you about it. So Tuesday night, 2 days ago, for you guys that are listening, I have had a prayer. I lead a group of women who are writing books, and I did a devotional. And after my friend Cece, who's in the book, talking about when your dreams don't look like you pictured, she prayed this prayer over me, and she's like, Lord, like, give Hope God-sized visions, bless this message, wake her up in the middle of the night. Mm-hmm. And the next morning, on Wednesday morning, which is kind of crazy, 3 years ago, I prayed like, Lord, if you want me to be a writer, I want to be like Lisa Turkis and help other women get their message out. Well, Wednesday morning, right, this prayer was prayed when I was doing what, you know, I prayed to 3 years ago. I woke up on Wednesday morning and Lisa had shared my message about my book.
It was you were specific with your prayer.
Yes, I was very specific. Shout out to Lisa. I love you. And anyways, guys, last night, my daughter Remy, she had been sleeping through the night, and all of a sudden she woke up at 4 a.m. And so I'm like, first I was kind of annoyed, right? I was like, dang, I was really enjoying these nights of sleep. But then I'm like, wait, Cece prayed this crazy prayer. Maybe God wants to talk to me. So I get a bottle for Remy. I'm rocking her and I'm just like, Lord, talk to me. What's up? It's 4 a.m. I'm wide awake. Share with me what you want me to do. And he prompted me to just be super transparent. You know, I've been reading a lot about 2 Corinthians 2:9, and it talks about boast about your weakness. Like, and so I felt prompted to reach out to like Christine Kane, Lisa again, the people behind my friend Brittany and Cass behind Her True Worth. Like, I reached out to these amazing women that, you know, people would be like, Hope, you're an underdog. What are you thinking? And I reached out and invited them in like to this movement. I was like, I'm going to boast about my weakness. I can't reach the women that you can reach. And I truly believe that the enemy is winning right now with women. He's stopping them from showing up. He's confusing them to the point that they are paralyzed, because literally Satan knows what plans and purpose God has for your life. And if he can confuse you, he can stop you, because you won't show up. And I'm like, the time is now. We've got to get this message out. Will you please join me? Mm-hmm. So I send all of this from 4 to 6 a.m. I'm like on my hands and knees praying. I'm reading in my journal, or reading in my Bible, journaling, all the things. And at 6 a.m. I'm like, I'm going to go back to sleep. Like, Remy's still sleeping. Go back to sleep. And I have this wild dream, y'all. So this girl named Abby, I met her at Sadie Robertson Huff's LO conference 3 weeks ago. She has been messaging me back and forth about like really feels this urge to read my book. And I'm like, yes, I'll ship you a book for free. Like, give me your address. And so anyways, this dream is with her. She read this specific chapter, chapter 7 on comparison. And she texted me and was like, Hope, this chapter spoke to me. I have started a GoFundMe because this is a movement. We have got to get people to give money so that we can give out this book for free. Like, I believe more women than just the women who can afford to purchase this book need this message. Like, this is for not just me, but millions of women. Mm-hmm. And I woke, I was sobbing in the dream. I was like so touched. I was like, oh my gosh, what the heck? So I Instagram messaged my friend Abby. Y'all, I don't even have her number. Like, this is how crazy this dream is. And she literally messaged me back, Jamie, and was like, I just got out of my quiet time and prayed that God would bring me people that I'm supposed to be pulled along with and to rally around and to champion. And like, I don't find this a coincidence. So then I'm like, okay, Abby, before like we get into this, read chapter 7, let me know what you think. And she literally texts me back, Jamie, and is like, comparison is the one thing that has caused me the most confusion. Like, 100%, yeah. We're starting the GoFundMe. So now there is a GoFundMe up. The number is 120,000. Calls crazy, calls delusional. Our God's bigger than money. His currency is love. So we're going for it. Yeah. And every 2 days, I'm going to calculate how many books we can buy. And I'm going to post them for free on my website, HopeReaganHarris.com. And however many people, like, until they're sold out, that's how many we're giving out. And we're going to rinse and repeat every 2 days for as long as the Lord gives momentum behind this movement. So that's the dream. And that's the movement that I would love to invite you to be a part of. And I understand if financially you can't be a part of it, 100% prayers, like resharing the content, all of that helps. So that's the tea.
Well, as many of us that buy Starbucks every day or whatever on a daily, I mean, you know, $5, $10, any amount helps. And that generosity is, you can't outgive God. And I think that is just an amazing movement that God had put on your heart to bless others, to be able to read this message. Because what's this book is going to do, or what it's already doing with the girls, is it's encouraging them to live out their purpose. Because when we do that, we're growing God's kingdom. We're you know, increasing, spreading the gospel, sharing about the Lord, walking in the plan that God has in our life. And we're not, I mean, the enemy wants nothing more for us to just stay stuck, isolated, not move, be on that Peloton without moving your legs.
Like,
I mean, right?
Basically. Showing up, but not really showing up. I mean, you guys know, know.
Right.
I'm here, just, but I'm not here. Yeah.
Right. Yes. Completely empty inside and have no drive, no fire, no passion. And what this book does is it gives us girls that fire, you know, spark it up again and to get it going and stoking it so that we can fan the flames. Like Paul said, fan the flames and share the fire of Jesus to other people. And so I love what you're doing. It's so great. And I know God is a God that multiplies, he increases, and he's going to take this message far and wide. And you have such a big heart of humility. I've never met someone with such a humbleness, and it just exudes, and it's transparent with you. And I know other people see it too. There's an anointing and a gift on your life, and God's going to bless that. So I would love for us to just come to a close with a takeaway. Speak to that one girl here listening to this message.
Yeah, I just would tell her and reiterate, like, the chains that are holding you back, the thing that is stopping you from stepping into your purpose, whether that's comparison, your dreams not looking like you expected, feeling unloved or unworthy, or the opinions of others, like, those chains that are keeping you bound are chains that God literally sent his son and has already died for. And I don't know about you, but I am so sick of the enemy playing these games on women. And like, just let this be the moment where you're like, I'm done too, Hope. Like, I'm fed up with it. Like, you don't have to read my book. Like, we've told you enough of this where you can make that decision today and just make that decision that he's not playing those games. And then also, when you feel like you're in a good spot, take that a step further and let God multiply. Like, ask him to tell you who he's putting on your heart, because there's someone in your life that is also stuck and bound and needs to be set free, and Jesus can set them free. And so your next step is to decide that you're going to show up and get unstuck. And that's probably a lot of tears, and that's probably running to God, and that's probably even weeks of maybe not feeling like he's hearing you, but you're not going to give up because he's given you grit. You're still listening to this, like there's something sparking in you. And so I'm just so excited, and I would love to honestly hear, you're hearing me and Jamie talk about, I'm a normal girl. I'm a mom of an 8-month-old. I'm a wife. I work full-time. I was even telling Jamie, if this book blows up, I'm going to still work full-time. Like, God's called me here. And so I do check my DMs on Instagram. I literally do. I'm getting a lot more now, but I'm still checking them. Yeah. So tell me your story. Tell me what touched you. Let me send you a voice memo. I absolutely love those. So you can find me at Hope Reagan Harris, R-E-A-G-A-N. And I would love nothing more just to cheer you on, or just say you go, girl, I'm proud of you. I mean, it's God got some big plans for you, and don't let the enemy tell you otherwise.
Yeah, we need each other. Where can they find the GoFundMe? You got that set up?
Oh my goodness. Link in my bio.
Okay. Yes. Perfect.
Head to the link in my bio, or honestly, just Google The Purpose Isn't Pause Movement, Hope Reagan Harris, and I think you'll find it.
Love it. Thanks so much, Hope, for coming on here. It has been a blast, and love your encouragement on this important topic on purpose and how to get unstuck. And you're doing amazing things for God's kingdom. So thank you.
Oh my goodness. Thank you, Jamie. You're the best. I so appreciate you believing in this message and having me on.
Thank you so much for listening today, and I trust that God has encouraged you through this story. Did you know this podcast is on YouTube? Hop on there and subscribe, and you can see a live recording of each episode. And for more information on this ministry and to access free downloads, please visit my website at jamieelizabeth.com. That's J-A-Y-M-E. Elizabeth.com. And let's connect beyond this podcast by going to my Instagram handle, Jamie Elizabeth, She Speaks Life, or Facebook. Until next time, my friend, I hope God reveals himself through your own life story.